Hey, Wahoo fans, this is former Wahoo guard Trevon Gross Jr. Just wanted to tell you a little bit about my nonprofit called Craft Your Dream Inc., where essentially we put on events throughout the year that help people develop their skills and abilities that will allow them to live their biggest dreams. If you're interested in learning a little bit about more on what we do, you can visit our website at craftyourdream.org. Once again, that is craftyourdream.org to support. And as always, go Hoos.
All right, welcome back. We've got another episode. This is, man, we've had you on now twice in a month. We got Isaiah Wilkins, fresh from Germany, back with the Cavaliers as now a coach. So we're excited to hear about this. Got Phony Bennett on TW. I don't know if Fresh or Mark are going to join, but they might jump in here randomly. But appreciate you. Welcome back home.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Good to be back for sure.
So this is awesome, because when we talked to you, it was like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Yeah. We were mostly asking about Igor. I think he's signed. I don't know, but yeah. But anyway, you're in a different position now. Yeah. And we actually get to talk about you. And I tell you what, man, the reaction on Twitter, and obviously that's just my little area of the world, when that news came out, like, it was, I had like 7 retweets in a row, quote tweets of people retweeting that announcement and just expressing how excited they were. I mean, the Wahoo fans are like stoked about this.
Yeah,
it was awesome to see, man. I'm so excited too. Like, this is like, this was like a dream come true for sure. So it was awesome to see that, and also for like it to be real now. Like, I'm at home, you know.
You're really back home.
Yeah.
Orange and blue.
Yeah, finally.
Right, before we get to that, I'm curious. You get back from Germany, you fly home, you're all settled. Where did you go eat?
Well, that's, you know, friend. I got Chipotle. And got the Chipotle on the first go around. You know I'm loyal to Chipotle. So
what was the order?
All right. Let me tell you, this, you might be disappointed. I was vegan for a year and like 2 months, right? And then the season ended, and then I was like, okay, well, I'm not playing anymore. So I went, I got the steak, I got the chicken, we got both rices, we got both beans, we got corn, we got cheese, and I think we got lettuce. I think that's what I put together.
You got the everything. Is that the Jack Salt special?
Come on, you know I text Jack Salt and told him I was going to Chipotle.
After that, what was the, you know, welcome back to America feeling? What did you do? Where did you go? What was the first few days like?
I couldn't sleep, obviously, because the time schedule was so different. So I got up at, I was up at like 4, and then 6 o'clock rolled around and I went to Walmart, and I was like, man, you dev can't, like, that experience at Walmart at 6 a.m, you can't beat that.
It's the little things you miss. We were just talking about this before. People speaking English when you're walking around, you understand everything. There's no work involved.
I went to Xfinity to set up like for my apartment or whatever, and I was like, man, like if I was in a different country right now, this would have really stressed me out, going to try to get like a Wi-Fi. It's easier at the grocery store because you just pay and check out, but like if I needed like go in a store and like I had to get help, or that would have really stressed me out. So like, you know, stuff like that.
Nice. Do you speak German?
No.
Or did you pick up much?
Enough to like say hi and bye, and that was about it. I was doing Duolingo for a little bit, but nothing crazy.
Gotcha.
All right. So walk us through how did this position happen? Like, what was the timeline? You came back stateside, and then walk us through the timeline. When did Virginia come into the picture for this role?
Okay, so it was the end of my season, or close to the end of my season. So May, around May, like 10, probably, around there. So my season was, we're going into playoffs, and coach called me and was like, hey, I want to run something by you. Like, no pressure. It's just kind of like, what do you think? And he was talking about a GA position. And I was ready to say, like, yeah, 100%, like right then on the phone. But he's like, no, like, take your time, like, you know, talk to your family, talk to your wife, and then get back to me. And I got off the phone, called my grandpa, called my wife's family, and I think that was it. And I basically was telling them, I wasn't asking them, I was telling them, like, yeah, hey, I'm going back to school, I'm going back to the BAGA. And my grandpa, who was like the biggest, like, yes, I need it, he was like, that's the best move you could have made. And after that, I mean, we got the ball rolling. I texted Coach Bennett that night and said, hey, like, I'm in, pretty much. And we talked a couple of times after that, and he tried to like be like, okay, you sure, like, you know, this could be here at a different time. And I was like, no, I'm sure. So, I mean, I was May 10th, I was committed, baby. Second time being committed. Let's go.
Wow. I know someone on LRA was asking if because of COVID, you have an extra year of eligibility. I mean,
no, I can't, dude. I don't know if I can slide anymore. I don't know if I
can. Pack line's too much work for you.
Yeah, I don't know if I could readjust to that now.
Now, so coaching, this is the end of your professional career then, or at least that's the plan?
Yeah, this is it. This is my last year. But the cool thing was we played in Berlin, and Berlin was one of the cities in Germany that was opening up. So one of our last games, we had like a 1,000 fans, which was cool. Like, it was at least the experience one more time. It was loud.
Right.
We lost, but it was like, okay, I got that, at least, you know, that feeling of playing.
Right. And so you knew at that point that this was happening. So
yeah, it was good. I was at peace with it that night. I never
that's reconsidered. Awesome.
Yeah.
Was coaching something you thought you would get into at some point? That's from Barry Guthrie from our VIP forum.
I mean, I wanted to, but never like I thought I would actually do it. I like being around the game and I like thinking the game. But like, I didn't really know. I was just kind of playing. I didn't think I was going to play professionally. And I did that for a couple years. And so once this came up, it was like, I do. And people had told me before, like, I think you should, or I think you would be interested in it to learn and, you know, work. And I was like, okay, so let's give it a shot.
But I mean, that'd be pretty momentous. I mean, you would be the first, you are, I guess, at this point, the first player then on the Tony Bennett coaching tree that played for him and then is now.
Oh, yeah. I guess so, huh? Yeah.
I mean, that's big time. You got to be successful, man.
No pressure.
I got to live up to the hype.
Yeah, no pressure whatsoever. However.
No, it'll be good. I'm excited to just, you know, go in there and learn. I think I'll be a practice player and a scout team guy, too. So. That'll be fun, and looking forward to the challenges.
Are you gonna suit him up? You're gonna give him hell, though, right? I mean,
yeah. Now I got the green light. I got the ultimate green light. No, it'll be good. I think it'll be good. We had when I was a first year, and I think second year, we had Mari Vershaw, who was the GA at the time, and I remember him helping like Anthony Gill, myself, Jack, and DA a lot, like in that small amount of time. So hopefully I can. Go in there and, you know, help out too.
Have they outlined a role? Sorry for me.
No, he's just said like he was asking me how my body was feeling in case like if I could, you know, help out on the scout team and stuff like that. And obviously, like, you know, just I'm just going in there kind of like with an I have no idea what to expect, but just kind of going there, try to take it all in, and you know. Put the work in, you know, learn how to cut film, stuff like that. So, yeah, so we're good.
I mean, that's going to be a different thing for those players in practice because normally they're going up against, you know, the green team walk-ons, yeah. You know, or the guys that aren't getting minutes. I mean, if the coaches might jump in there, Jay Willie's not going to give the kind of fight that you still can in your prime. So, are they ready for this?
I think so. I don't know much about the team because it's I don't know, like, so I think it'll be a pretty young team, so hopefully I can help out there, but like I think that, you know, practicing with myself and, you know, other guys could help. Like, I remember my years with green team, they would go really hard, and I think it prepared us good for the game, so I plan on being that green team All-American.
Here's what I think you should do to let Tony know you're serious. Day one, go in with like a list of things you change about the back line.
Yeah, that'll be bad.
Like, this pillar, come on, let's talk about this pillar right here. I need to edit this one. That's no, hilarious. So when you guys are preparing, what is your, how are you gonna fit in terms of like thinking? Are you gonna be like, I'm gonna think like a coach, your coaching? Are you gonna be like, oh, when I was a player, this is what I need, and fill in the gaps that way? Like, what are you even thinking that far ahead, or are you just gonna go in?
I think I would try to use, I mean, everybody's experience is different, but I think that like I think I'm at the still at the I can be relatable to the guys. And like, yeah. It wasn't that, you know, it's three years ago, but yeah, I think I can do that. Like I definitely had, I feel like I experienced everything on the college basketball roller coaster, right? Right. Of like going back in my first year to the dorm and being like with BJ Stith and being like, I don't know. Like this is whole, like, I can't, I'm getting destroyed. And this, my first summer, I got destroyed every day. We go back to the room, like, I don't know. And then to the, you know, to sticking it out the 4 years and, you know, being like, you know, man, like I created, you know, great memories with a lot of great people. So yeah, I think I can help out that way.
Created great memories for a lot of people too.
I mean, yeah. See?
Man. I mean,
you got it rolling. It's
talking about it. You know, all the forums. I mean, it's, you know, people are legitimately excited about this. Will you be able to be on the bench? I don't know what the rules are, because I know there's limits on who can sit on the bench and stuff. Well,
I think my, when Coach Vershoff, because he was the only GA that we had, I think he sat behind the bench, which is, you know.
Right, yeah, you're still down there.
Yeah, so I think that he was more like keeping whatever coaches keep at the game. I don't know what they be right now. But
you're about to find out.
Yeah, I guess I'll find out here shortly. But I think that's what he did. But I don't know. We'll see.
And so you're majoring, or you're working on your master's in education and humanities. Is that?
Yeah, the higher ed program. It's the same program that I think Jack did, Jay Huff, Grant, Devin. So it's good. I got in earlier this month, and I got class starting in July, so I got a little bit of a break.
You're going right into it. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Back to school. I mean, grad school is a lot different than undergrad, I think. But, I mean, did you think you were done with school when
100%.
You graduated? Or
I would have bet a lot of money that I was done with school. But no, I gotta do good, because my wife is also in grad school, not at UVA online. So I got a competition going here. So I got to make sure that I'm locked in so I can win the competition.
I have another. You brought up a question in terms of where you're going to be sitting. You know, when they do the little pull the seats in and then everybody huddles around, are you going to be in that huddle or no?
I doubt it. That one, like, you got to walk on the floor for that one. I think I'll be behind if it's the same. I don't think Coach Verso was ever in the huddle. So
I need to petition for you to be in that huddle. and then the other question. Suit? You're gonna have to wear a suit every game?
Yeah, look, I gotta get a suit. I don't have a suit at all. I got an H&M suit, but I don't think that's gonna cut it.
And so, I've seen some of those suits that Johnny wears.
Yeah, that Johnny. Green one. Borrow that green one. That one's fire.
Yeah,
Johnny's all right. A bad man. Yeah,
we'll find a sponsor for Young Men's Shop, right. Charleston, Virginia. Yeah. Be in your DMs, because we're coming for you.
Yeah, I gotta get that together here shortly.
Right, as a grad assistant, do you already have your name and image likeness rights? Is that?
I have no idea. I don't think I have to, like. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know anything about that. I gotta ask compliance.
Right.
I think you're good.
Yeah, I think at this point I graduated. So.
Yeah, it's a weird space. Here. You're not.
100%. Yeah, it is weird.
So then when is the official trip to Charlottesville?
Move in Saturday. I mean, I go tomorrow because I have to take another COVID test to make sure I'm eligible to start. Whenever we start, I gotta go tomorrow. I'll be there every single day until Sunday, because I'm moving Sunday or Saturday, one of those two.
And the whole family moving there?
Yeah. So
you and your wife.
It's I'm me and my wife, and then her sister actually is also a grad student at UVA. So we're moving her in as well. And then, but I mean, the family lives up the road in 45 minutes up in Short Pump. So it's
not far. Not far. No, and what have you found? You found your place already? You gonna stay near the grounds, or?
Yeah, I'm close to everything. Like, I think I want to do is I want to get a bicycle, and I just want to ride my bike. I feel like that could be, you know, I think that could be my style for this year.
You could be a bike guy.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like that could fit me.
Yeah, I like that. Until it snows.
Then yeah. Then now, no. Once it gets cold, I forgot about that. I haven't really had an experience that. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I had a bike when I was living off grounds, and I didn't use it. I used it one summer. I was there for summer school. But after that, like, it was just, man, I'll take the bus. Like,
yeah,
I don't feel like riding, and it gets hot, and then, like, you're sweaty by the time you get where you're going. And I mean, for you might be able to change when you're there. But Yeah. Man, if you got to wear the same thing on those hot days, that can be brutal.
Yeah.
So, do you know where you're going to be as a GA? Do you have an office space at JPJ, or how does that work?
That's a good question too. I don't know. I don't think so. I think I just like get in where I fit in. If I had to guess, I don't really know. But you know, we'll see. We'll see.
You need me to negotiate something? You need an agent? I'll be.
All right. Yeah. Whenever
we prove this,
whenever that time is, I'll definitely. I'll just call you guys on the Zoom, and you guys
we'll figure it out.
You guys hold me down. Yeah.
I like it. So starting this week, your first day is tomorrow?
No, my first, I think, official day is, assuming everything goes as planned, it would be Monday, because I think that's the guy's all first right. day on grounds. And first, I think, official practice, whatever the rules are for that.
Summer.
Yeah.
Summer so session starts.
Summer school starts Monday.
Have you read up on the players? You said you're not too familiar with the guys. I mean, are you like trying to study this roster or what?
Yeah, more like I think the bigs, I think, because that's most likely where I would be.
Right.
But so I watched a couple games of last year, just kind of get a feel. And then I saw a couple of the guys when I went in earlier this week, met them and got to see Jay Huff, which was dope. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah.
How do you coach the guys up to get after it like you got after it? I mean, it's one thing to know the pack line and to know what you're supposed to do, but that motor and that glue guy mentality, let's call it. How do you impart that on someone else?
You know, I don't know yet, because this is my first time. I think that I have to like find a medium, right? Like a nice balance, because nobody wants to hear like, you know, do it like I did it. But at the same time, you don't want to just be like kind of accepting of like, you know, not the standard. So I think that I just have to kind of find a medium of, you know, maybe using some of my experiences, or, you know, everybody is motivated by something different. So we'll all figure it out on the fly.
Right. Yeah. That's awesome.
So we hear and we see a lot of players move on to become coaches, and it's got a varied level of success. So I'm curious your thought process through this, but it sounds like you're going to be open and to whatever comes your way, block and tackle kind of mentality. So I have a feeling that's going to do well.
Yeah, no, I think I'm just starting too. So I'm excited to just be around the coaches again. Like, I'm really excited for that, just because I feel, you know, I'm at a place where I feel already comfortable. But, you know, like I said, to learn from Johnny, especially, but, you know.
Yeah. Shout out Johnny Carpenter. Yeah,
definitely shout out Johnny. He's a really big reason why I'm back. So,
yeah, love Johnny.
Yeah.
Sure. And then so with the walk us through, what is your schedule going to be like overall for do you even know for the season? You're going to have class and then basically back to basketball schedule, basketball life?
Yeah, just like college. I think I have class in the morning, practice at night. And then I think in between time in the office or something like that. But like for this, since I don't have school until July, I'm going in Monday kind of with a blank slate. And then I'm sure I'll know the week schedule by the end. So it'll be good.
Oh, man, this is really exciting. Also, I was going to ask exciting. About Jay Huff and Trey and those guys preparing for the draft. Have you heard anything? Have you heard anything that about them? How
their stock and stuff? No clue. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. I didn't see one NBA game until I got back from Germany. Like the time difference is so crazy. I can't. Yeah. When I was in Germany, I was all Europe basketball, so I was only following the Europe basketball pages with like their rumors and whatever. So I saw Jay and I said, "What's up, Tony? He looked good," and told him like, "Good luck. Obviously, he'll be just fine." But no, I'm excited. I'm excited for those guys because that's you know that's an amazing.
I think two of them are going to the regular combine, and then I think Jay's got the G League combine.
Which yeah,
I don't know what the difference is.
G League combine is like the guys who like maybe are like the guys who didn't get invited to the top combine just yet. And then they go out there, and I think it's a similar thing. And then if you perform well, you can go to the NBA combine. I think that's how it worked.
Yeah, because it's there. It's also in Chicago, so it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah, I think 20, it's, I think it's like that. I had a teammate who. Who did it, and I think that's what he said.
All right, we're excited for all of that. I mean, there's a lot of basketball stuff.
Yeah,
coming. What about the NBA? You said you haven't watched any of it. What are your thoughts so far? Yeah,
now I'm locked in like every night, every game. I got it on the background over there. But
what are you thinking? Who's gonna come through?
You see, this is crazy, man. Whoever stays healthy, like, it's insane right now.
Chris Paul's out now with COVID.
I wanted the Suns to win. I love Chris Paul, and I feel like he doesn't get the respect that he deserves. So I hope that I hope he gets back like healthy and they go. But if not, okay, Kevin Durant is like after last night, it was like, wow. So
yeah, he was impressive last night.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really have a dog in the fight, but I just want Joe to turn it around. Joe struggled the last couple of games, and
they won a game yesterday, so he can go into the next one feeling good. But yeah, definitely need. He was playing good. First couple of games, I did check that stats.
The first series he was great, and then this series he hasn't. I don't know if it's a defensive thing. I haven't really been watching much. I look at the numbers just to see how the UVA guys are doing.
Yeah, 100%. No.
Yeah, and then Dre's out. For the rest of the playoffs.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Getting better. Shout out to Dre.
Yeah. I'm sure I'll see those guys soon.
This is super exciting, man. We're so happy for you. You're back in Charlottesville. You're in the same time zone.
There we go.
We can bug you more often. You're gonna Zoom. Appreciate that.
I went in on a. Oh, I gotta watch the Jay Willie show now. Now I can like.
No, they might, and we might have to do the Zay show. What are you talking about?
No, it's definitely the Jay Willie show. This is the Jay Willie show for sure.
I'm thinking, so you were a guest on my old podcast, eh? And now you've been on this one two times, or have you been on here three times?
I think three, maybe one.
At least three.
Yeah.
So you're like the most frequent guest that I've had on the show. You know, Johnny Carson had guys like that, guys that he would bring on on a regular basis, like Jack Hanna or something, the guy with the animals. You're my Jack Hanna, Zay.
Yeah, let's go. I'm gonna get
a koala tool. Bear.
We're gonna be looking real good on the Zoom. On the Zoom.
And then what about NIL? Have you heard anything? Like, we're still waiting to understand what the hell this thing is about.
What is NIL?
The name, image, likeness for.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be crazy. I have no idea. I have no idea about it.
They haven't announced anything.
This year, though, yeah.
We don't know. They haven't said anything.
It's a lot of changes. Well,
and here's what's funny. UVA. Like, I've gotten the impression that UVA is pretty publicly against it. I mean, certainly Tony seemed to bristle at the notion of it.
Yeah.
But they just sent a letter. The ADs of all the Virginia schools just sent a letter to the governor today that I guess Carla Williams wrote. And, you know, it's in conjunction, like the whole signers encouraging them to pass legislation to bring that to Virginia because it puts us at a recruiting disadvantage.
Yeah.
If other schools can promise all this stuff or, you know, it's at least an option. So, you know, it's an interesting bit of politicking. Like, I think they're against it as an idea, but
you need it for recruiting if everybody else gets it.
Hopefully Virginia gets it passed soon. I mean, I don't know what it's going to do, but just to even the playing field, everybody should have.
But I get the impression that the guys that are excited about NIL are not the guys that Tony's going after. They're the guys that Tony wants.
Yeah. True. This is crazy. Like, at that point, it is. It would be like professional, no? And so from there, everything gets like professional, a different monster. So I don't know.
Well, it's tough. Yeah. And that's the thing. People are like, well, it's going to ruin the sport. And, you know, whatever the impact of it, if it is the right thing to do, if the players are not getting what they deserve or what they're you have to do it. You can't say, well, the consequences would be too great if what you're doing right now is wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, I get mad. We'll see, huh? Yeah,
I think. I mean, I've always believed it's only going to help very few people.
Yeah,
that we're probably going to get something a lot anyways, right?
Yeah.
The really really big deals are going to a handful of people, and everyone else is going to be fighting at kind of like not even fighting, but getting at a local level sponsor is not going to be like millions of dollars here.
Yeah. Right. And but that's important. I mean, we used to talk about the athletes getting a car, you know, those the star recruits, suddenly they're driving a car from the local dealership or whatever. Right. You know, what if Virginia could now do that? You know, it's not about necessarily getting $1 million deal or $100,000 deal, but these little things. I mean, you know, if you're just getting your tuition paid, I mean, $100, $500, that's some money that, you know,
that's true.
Money especially in your pocket is every month is nice. Plus, you know, if kids can have a post brought to you by U Heights and they get free rent. That'd be
nice. U Heights, baby. You gotta love U Heights. I wonder, do the guys still live there? There's no way they live in that same apartment.
I think they moved. They're still at U Heights, just not in that same place though. Yeah, which is sad. That was a sad day.
Man, I gotta call Jack.
I had a good run. That thing had a good run.
Yeah, that place was great.
There should be some kind of statue or something of everyone.
If it was a statue, it would be Anthony Gill because he for sure planned that whole thing. I think he got them to knock down a wall in that in the U Heights. He got them to so he can combine two apartments. They knocked down one of the walls for AG. everything that like for the players like it's all AG 100%.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's hilarious.
All right, we have a couple of questions on the forum, if you don't mind.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so from Who and True, London, Parentes, or Jack Salt, who do you take in a chess match?
Actual chess?
Actual chess.
Well, I'm rolling with the bigs.
Jack Salt?
I'm rolling with the bigs.
Chess master?
Yeah.
All right, next one. Same Who and True, what are you anxious about and what are you most excited about coming back to Virginia?
I mean, I think that the anxious part has kind of been solved. It's just like the, you know, the running around, the apartment hunting, kind of the logistical part. But, you know, now that that's all done, I'm just excited to, I think, be back and be around the guys and the coach. It's just a place where I'm really, you know, comfortable. And, you know, from there, just like I said, going in with an open mind and just trying to learn from, you know, everybody and just seeing what it's like, I guess, on the other side, right? Because I've done the one side, so the next side will be fun.
There's got to be some good coaching books out there. Like, I mean, did Wooden? I mean, I'm sure Wooden's written something. Sure. Or Red Auerbach. I mean, there's got to be some books you can read about.
Audiobooks. Come on, let's not get
crazy. Podcast.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Dubs to the third asked, what player or players are you most excited to work with?
Maybe what Francisco, because I worked out with him before, like when I was in Charlottesville in the summer, and he had game. So I'm just excited to see, you know, how he's developed, because that was some years ago. And yeah, really see how he's doing.
Yeah, I'm excited for him. He came in last season with a little injury that kind of hampered him. I'm expecting big things. No one talks about him. I'm like, I'm expecting some big at him.
I think he got invited to the national team for the Olympics or whatever is going on. So,
yeah, shout out Poppy. He's the man.
Yeah, and his minutes in the second half of the season, I mean, they weren't a lot, but they tended to be higher quality than they were in the first half. Like, you could be like, okay, he's getting it a little more now. So,
yeah, it's just about finding
coach him up.
Yeah, everybody has a role to do, and you'll figure that out one way or another. Yeah.
He kind of answered this last one from GNA2R. I don't know if that's supposed to sound like something. I don't know. Will you be helping with assistant coaching regarding defensive schemes or helping with the bigs?
I doubt that I'm like, we should run this or, you know, I think I'm just there to, you know, soak it all in and do kind of what's asked of me. And, you know, I'll be ready for that, whatever it is.
Exciting. Yeah, that's the forum. If anyone has questions, jump in here. We'll link it in the description below. Anything else, Phony?
Nah, man. I just think it's kind of a neat progression of the program. Like he's, you know, Tony Bennett solidified himself. He solidified Virginia as a power. And now seeing you as the first player to bring back, I mean, it's poetry, man. I mean, as far as representatives of kind of that servanthood mentality of player, I mean, I think it's great that you're going to be the first player to move into coaching from his coaching tree. And I'm excited. I think I speak for all the fans when I say we're all very excited for you and proud of you, buddy.
Thank you, man. Yeah, it'll be good to see everybody too, like see familiar faces with, you know, fans and whatnot. And
you're back. You're back.
Back like I never left. Let's go.
All right, we're going to make you he's back. I'm back. I'm back, sure. Like Jordan
Faxton. Yeah. You got to make a Zay hoodie, man.
That's
Zay hoodie. I'll buy one, man.
That's For sure. That's coming. Anyways, all right, fans. You heard it here. Zay back in Charlottesville. We're so excited. Okay. We'll definitely be catching up with you during the season.
Awesome.
And we will talk to you soon, man. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys.
Man, go Hoos.